The Fountainhead by Ayn Rand. Dedication to Frank O'Connor. I offer my profound gratitude to the great profession of architecture and its heroes who have given us some of the highest expressions of man's genius, yet have remained unknown, undiscovered by the majority of men, and to the architects who gave me their generous assistance in the technical matters of this book. No person or event in this story is intended as a reference to any real person or event. The titles of the newspaper columns were invented and used by me in the first draft of this novel. They were not taken from and have no reference to any actual newspaper columns or features. Ayn Rand, March 10, 1943. Introduction. Many people have asked me how I feel about the fact that The Fountainhead has been in print for 25 years. I cannot say that I feel anything in particular, except a kind of quiet satisfaction. In this respect, my attitude toward my writing is best expressed by a statement of Victor Hugo. If a writer wrote merely for his time, I would have to break my pen and throw it away. Certain writers, of whom I am one, do not live, think, or write on the range of the moment. Novels, in the proper sense of the word, are not written to vanish in a month or a year. That most of them do today, that they are written and published as if they were magazines, to fade as rapidly, is one of the sorriest aspects of today's literature, and one of the clearest indictments of its dominant aesthetic philosophy, concrete-bound journalistic naturalism, which has now reached its dead end in the inarticulate sounds of panic. Longevity, predominantly, though not exclusively, is the prerogative of a literary school which is virtually non-existent today. Romanticism. This is not the place for a dissertation on the nature of romantic fiction, so let me state, for the record, and for the benefit of those college students who have never...